talk about this. Where are we at? Alright, guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley with a special presentation of Summer's Gone. Undercover agents Nami and Sasha are here to protect you from blue balling. They value your time. At the moment, this game doesn't feature any sex scenes. The first part of this game is a huge focus on relationship and world building. That's very important. If you haven't read the Steam reviews, this game has gotten extremely good reviews as far as the story is concerned. It's actually been considered one of the best stories in the entire fucking, like, all of it. People just love what Ocean has done here. Consider coming back at a later point if your primary interest is loot. Now, you will see a little bit of nudity here and there, but there's no sex scenes in the game right now. Doesn't mean there's not a lot of content, though, because there is. This is the full first season of the game. Okay. Okay, so it's very basic on that. Let's go. Chapter 2 has been partially reworked in preparation for the Steam release, rather. All that's left is the second part of Chapter 2, which will be created with the final version of Chapter 5. Most cinematics have lost original music due to license issues. At the moment, many of them feature placeholder music. I will redo them or find fitting music for them in the future. Don't turn on skip transitions. It will skip the cinematics and the animations. So
let's see the animation.
Well, we'll look at them when we get to them. Are you at least 18 years old? Is this still an adult story? What is your name? I don't think I'm still a guy. I think almost.
Grim could be both.
Could be. Do you think it's alive? I have no idea. Touch it. No, you touch it. Why is it white? Maybe it's an albino. Albino spiders? Is that a thing? I guess, isn't there some sort of albino of everything? Human albinos? That's a thing, like those African people that are white. I know somebody like that.
Yeah, there's a few of them in our town.
I think it's dead. Ah! Not dead. It's looking at us, you albino spider. I think it was napping. It probably had a long day of work. Do you think spiders dream? Maybe. Maybe they even have wet dreams. Haha, I was probably having one, and we disturbed it. No wonder it looks so angry. Oh, look, look. It's super angry at us. Careful or it will bolt. Gulp. I think we should kill it. Why? It saw our faces. It will tell his albino friends and they will come for us. That sounds plausible. Or we can put it in Nami's room. That's a good idea. But it could be poisonous. It could be some exotic thing. Ah! It's fast. You know what? We should find another animal and let them fight. Yes, exactly what I thought. Man, you just get me.
You're so humane.
Now let's find another animal so we can watch them fight. You and Summer search in the nearby bushes for a worthy opponent. I got something. There, an orange one. How many spiders are here? Oh, God, what if they're already on us? Pointing at her shoulder and bellowing. Oh, God! Ah, get it off me! Get it off! There's nothing on you. You're a jerk. And now we should let them fight before they run away. She gives you a smile. My money's on the white one. Mine's on the other, then. Oh, I think it's happening. You both giggle as you wait for the fight to happen. But what are they doing? I think they're... Are they... Yep, they're doing it. Ew, no bum bum. Let's give them some privacy.
What?
Ew, that's so gross.
Yeah.
Let's go to the cabin, far away from them. Yes, we should hurry.
Hmm. Her mood towards sex is promising for my future.
You were right. I told you. It does look a lot creepier with lights on. It's already dark. We'll never find our way home. I think we should sleep here. It's our only choice. We should have gone back. Yeah. Man, it's all your fault. Yours and the albino spider. It's your fault. I told you we should come back another time. Yes, but tomorrow I'll be gone on a family vacation. I really wanted to see you before I'm gone for 2 weeks. Let's go inside. What? I'm scared. I'll protect you. Even if Albino Spider and his buddies come for me? Of course, I'll beat them up and then eat them. Ew, giggle. My hands are cold. I told you to wear gloves. Nami borrowed them. Nami's stupid. But I'm still sad and we don't speak anymore.
Hmm.
I thought you didn't like her. I do like her, but she... Ugh. Nami is sad because you ditched her for me. I didn't. I just really like to spend time with you because I love you. I told her it's nothing personal, but she's so sensitive. Enough talk about the redhead.
Of course it's personal.
Why is she even red? You've asked me that a million times already. I can warm your hands with my gloves. You and Summer stare each other in the eyes as she gently rubs your hands to warm them. You are the love of my life. Summer's gone. Okay. What is it? A strange glowing flower. What? You decide to inspect the strange light-emitting flower. It's so beautiful. You hesitate for a second. You see nothing wrong with a strange glowing flower suddenly appearing? No, I see them all the time. They're so cute. No, don't drop it. Summer? Look at me. A yellow-orange light emits from outside of the cabin. It's more. More of the strange flowers appear, but this time in yellow. The outside of the cabin is swarmed by these mysterious flowers in different colors. It's a dream, isn't it? This fucking dream. Your hand is shaking. Fuck this shit. 5 years and it's still... Whoops. Ugh. Nojiko must be awake. I should get up. It would be a waste of time to try to sleep in again. Nami's photos before she broke her camera. She wanted to cheer me up. And succeeded. I can't help but smile every time I see them. Well, excuse me, guys. I can't help but smile a little every time I see them. I love the winter. Hey! Oh, hey, why are you awake? You know why. Oh, honey, you're still dreaming of it? Sit down, I'll make you some tea. No, I... Actually, some tea sounds nice. Do you need to work? It's Tuesday. I thought it was Saturday. You need to get out more. We'll see. You know what? Go and get some bread from the bakery. And get some bread rolls for Nami. I don't want to hear her complaining this early in the morning. Grim? Wait, you were serious? Yes. Fine. I love the ambience that the fog in the morning provides, a gentle silence. If only the world could be this silent all the time. But I'm surrounded by noise. Once again, I've caught myself being a misanthrope. But not all of us are bad. She wasn't. But she's gone. Summer's gone. Where is she? I was just speaking about the summer. No, you weren't. You were talking about a person. Someone who meant something to you. You have sad eyes. Excuse me, I shouldn't get involved in other people's business. It's a bad habit. Sharing is caring, so they say, but I don't want to burden anyone with it. It's so foggy and wet, I almost slipped leaving the house. Don't take it the wrong way, but I'd rather not talk. Okay, sorry, but you have a nice day and I hope you'll find her. You too. A flashlight in your peripheral view. You burst forward and try to grab her. But the slightly wet hoodie slips through your fingers. Oh shit.
No, don't call the ambulance or nothing. Just sit there and breathe deeply. I think I'm gonna make it. He's like, shh, good night, my angel. Good night. No, I'm gonna live. Hold on. And holds the pillow over her face. Where'd you get a pillow? In the street. Improvisation.
Summer's gone by ocean. Bro, you've already done the title twice. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck! She tries to assess the situation, but just keeps stumbling over her words. Well, what should we do? I suggest you call an ambulance. Well, he doesn't call the ambulance. He asks somebody else to call the ambulance.
Yeah, he's gotta be busy breathing deeply.
Yeah. Are you having a stroke? What are you waiting for?
What are you doing? I could be doing it, but I expect you to.
Right.
You lazy bitch.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I'm here eating my bagel, breathing in deeply, watching this dead girl.
Right. Don't move. The ambulance will arrive soon. The girl starts hyperventilating. Don't move. Maja, but where is Maja? I want Maja.
Maja.
She lost consciousness again. I shouldn't move her in case her spine is compromised. A cop? Are you fucking kidding me? That stupid bitch. Why did you call the police? She needs an ambulance, you fucking idiot. An ambulance is on the way. Gently, you move your hand over her forehead. Help is on its way. But I can't stay. I'm sorry. You just have to lay out here in the fucking street.
Later, Gator. I'll call the hospital to see if you're okay.
Her ID. It must have been sent flying by the car. Her wallet shouldn't be far. Victoria Fraun. For a second, you consider going back to give them the ID. Fuck it, I don't have the energy to deal with this shit. I need to get out of here.
Doesn't have the energy to deal with this person.
And remember it, Nami. I will.
You left me to go? I can eat bagel.
Move your ass, Cheeto. Hey, you address my ass with its proper title. Shh, but I forgive you. I heard you went outside. Was the fresh air traumatic? Shh, I'm here. Wait a moment, where are my bread rolls? I was occupied. Occupied with what, you wormy? Nosy, he forgot my rolls.
She got brain damage or some shit?
I must have some oven rolls somewhere. My day is ruined. Ruined! Stop being a baby.
Boy,
sorry, honey.
Do that for the body.
No oven rolls. Grim, why didn't you go to the bakery like I told you to? A girl got hit by a car. I took care of her until shortly before the ambulance arrived.
So sorry if you didn't get your fucking bread right.
Is she okay? I don't know, and I don't really care. Did you put her in the recovery position, the one I showed you to? I did.
Face down, ass up, just like he said.
Oh, by the way, I found her wallet. It must have been sent flying by the car. And you'll give it back. No. Can you do it, please? I have no interest in... Oh, excuse me, he says, can you do it, please? I have no interest in seeing her. No, you will do it. You just have to pretend you found it. I was walking down the street when I found this precious wallet. I then tried to find the owner and, well, here I am, Victoria. Is that her name? Yes, according to her ID. Was there money in the wallet? Nope, no money. I might go as far as waterboarding you, but I would not steal from a person who just had an accident. Wow, now I look like the jerk here. Well, you did rent space. I'm getting ready, and then I'm off to work. Remember, college starts in 3 weeks. And Grim, take Victoria her wallet. Asshole. You swore you wouldn't tell her I rented Spank Canyon 4. I never saw the first three. Well, no,
I mean, honestly, you could skip the first two. Three key plot moments, like double penetration, triple penetration, every hole must go. Everyone's a winner.
No, I said I'd hint at it to make you uncomfortable. What did she look like? Victoria, like a girl. Nami stares at you, visibly annoyed. She was blonde, brown yellow eyes. I guess other people could call her visual appearance cute.
Black and white and red all over.
Maybe she's going to reward you for saving her life, you know. Yeah, I could use some money. I wasn't talking about money. I know, but I chose to ignore your innuendo.
Some sissy.
She must be in the Aqualia Hospital, right? Yeah. I'll come with you. Ugh. You know Nozuko. She won't let it go until you've returned it. I know. Let's just see if we can find a relative who can take it off our hands. Let's do it today. I want to see her. Why? My gut tells me we should go there today and wait. It's whispering something. And it told me I should be there with you.
It was saying bread rolls a minute ago. What should I believe?
Right. Your gut is a weirdo. And in 3 weeks, we're going to college. I totally forgot about that. How could you forget about that? Oh, right. Victoria is all you think about. Oh, shut up, Cheeto.
Now, what's the dynamic here? They friends? They...
I think siblings? They're... I don't... Well, it doesn't... It hasn't been explained. I totally forgot about the fucking college. My parents died when I was 3. I can't even remember their faces, but losing them really didn't affect me. I guess I was too young to know what happened, but Summer, that's a different story. 4 hours later. Plop. Hi. Hi. Are we just gonna ignore the fact that you're in my room while I'm sleeping? I think that's for the best. Weirdo. I think 9 out of 10 dentists would confirm that you're the weirdo. Ugh. Alright, Cheeto, one time offer. You go alone to the... No. Hold on. You sit up. God, I hate you. God hates you too. Insensitive joke, joke, or nothing.
Joke.
Apparently he hates you too, otherwise you would have more titties.
Bam, bitch.
Wow. You... Yeah, fuck you, God. What's that about?
Don't mess with bitch pudding.
let's get it done. Finally, I'm gonna meet the infamous Vic. Aqualia Hospital, bus or subway? Bus. Subway's only good if you want to go south to the beach. Or you need low-quality drugs. Or a $5 blowjob. Alright, let's get this done.
$5? Who could pass
that? Yeah, man, it's like, you know what?
In this economy. $5, wow.
$5, remember how $5 foot long was a big thing? And now I get a sandwich and it's like $16 fucking,
and
right?
And I bet they're the kind that you had to pay extra for the teeth. Yeah, so you should be getting a good deal.
Yeah. I mean, you get a $5 blowjob like you used to be able to get a $5 foot long. I think that's a fucking great deal.
So give her $5, she'll make you see heaven.
I have a headache. From what? The sun, the outside. Don't let the fresh air in too deep, or you might get used to it. Yeah, that's not too bad. Yo, I have no card.
Dude, your card's gone.
He has a student ticket. I do. You do, you idiot. We got it 2 weeks ago with our other college stuff. I don't care, just get in. Must be orange juice.
I dance and get home. True words, never spoken.
Let's hope it is. Where's Obama's kebab? It's been closed for like a year. Huh.
Well, that's what he's doing after his presidency.
I'm excited. What does Victoria look like?
Prepare to be spoiled.
You saw her ID. It's an ID. Nobody looks good on an ID. Summer did. Yeah, she nailed them. Back to Vic. She's small, blonde hair, yellow hazelnut eyes. A cute face. Oh, I hope she's okay. Yo, Dave! Hey, Nami! Remember Dave? No. The one that was always on Adderall. I only know Adderall Annie. Adderall Annie.
Oh, Adderall Annie. Yeah, back in the day, see? Adderall Annie.
Yep.
Made you see the sunlight.
Did you feel weird? I was never here before, why would I?
They're scraping.
You need to get a
flesh wound.
A back scratcher.
Well, I do at my house.
Oh, well, I need to get like a back scratcher, just like a. I'll fucking look into one. You were here before. The violent incident. You know what this sort of reminds me of? The piano? Dun 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 dun. Like that Linkin Park. It starts with one thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. The violent incident. Oh, the music has names. Jess Ellen, a Hypothetica. I don't know what the other one was, but oh. I didn't know it was here.
They need to start playing Mad World.
Yeah. Hold the door.
Shabby faces.
The big fat guy, we're just gonna.
Need
hello!
Stop it!
Cut it out, man!
Did somebody do that in real life?
Yeah, it's
fun. Oh, it's hilarious! We're looking for Victoria Fraun. Are you family? Lies. Yes. Lies. I'm Naomi Fraun and this is Grimm. She's in room 19. Oh, Grimm, a name that everybody fucking has. Of course you can come in and see her. Thanks. Well, I mean, they're like, I'm Naomi Fraun, and this is Grimm. Oh, okay, yeah, everybody knows who Grimm is. We'll let him go in.
Do they?
What? I guess they do. What? What?
Oh, okay, well, she did talk to him before she got hit.
That's true. Where'd you get that candy? It's mine. I got it for me and a friend.
No, I got a whole bunch of it in my windowless van outside.
Jesus.
What? A windowless van? Yeah. Where do I sign up? Candy?
I don't want yours. I don't want yours. I just want to know if you bought it here. I'm not telling you. Come. Room 19. If I come in room 19,
I'm coming back for that fucking candy. And you better hope to God I don't cave your skull in for that sweet nougaty chocolate goodness.
Hello. Who are you? I'm Nami. And this here, I'm here. This here is Grimm. Okay, and? Why are you so rude? Victoria almost gets killed in a car accident after someone threatened to end her life. It's not like we had something to do with it. What's with you? You look suspicious. Where can I buy some candy? We're here to finish the job.
Wow. I love two of those answers, but let's go say nothing just there. Yeah, you might want to save that one. That definitely want to come back.
Oh my God!
We're
we're here to finish the job. Help! God damn it, Grimm! No, he's just talking shit.
Best
What?
You got some?
I saw a child in the waiting hall with some candy, and now I want some too. You didn't see a shop around here, did you?
Not really making her day, are they?
No.
Unknown person.
We're here to bring Victoria her wallet. Let's just not go into this. Say nothing, just
stare at her tits. Where do you want to stare? Tits? Eyes?
Nurse, help!
Camel toe?
Oh, okay. Okay.
How about the candy?
We're here to finish the job. No. Okay, goddamn. We're here to bring Victoria her wallet. Oh, I didn't know she lost it. But thanks, you can give it to me. No. He will give it to Victoria personally. Why? Why not? He's the one who treated her after the accident. Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for that. It's a very stressful time. I'm Maja. It's okay, we totally understand. Could you explain to me what happened? She and I met at a crossroad. We walked together for a while. We chatted a little, and when we were about to split up, she went across the street, and a car that was driving too fast hit her. I tried to grab her last second, but she was too far away. Is she okay? She's alive. They said she was lucky. Maja starts crying. Get him into OR4? His lungs collapsed. The sound of an opening door pulls you back into the present. Vic! Maja? Yes, sweetie, I'm here. I don't know what happened. You had an accident. I remember you. I remember you too. Good.
Good.
You don't look that fucked up. Whoa! That was the wrong thing to say. Dude. Are you in any pain? No, I feel like I've had a really long workout and didn't drink anything for the past 4 years. Hi. Who are you? I'm Nami. Grimm's roomie. It's so nice that you two came.
Can I?
Right, we're here.
Nami, your breast? Nom 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 nom.
We're here to see how you've been, and we're so glad you're mostly alright. We also found your wallet. Oh, thank you. Hello. How do you feel, Victoria?
What?
Groggy. I believe that. Are you all family? Damn, doctor. No.
Damn.
Or is that nurse?
Everyone there looks like they swallowed.
Then I'll have to ask you to leave. Good night! We have to go over some important steps. Okay, sure.
You're gonna have no control over your bowels.
Goodbye.
24-hour care.
Get well soon. Thanks. Maja brings you and Nami to the door. Thanks again. I hope everything goes well.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Bye.
Forever.
Yo, Cheeto, slow down. Dude, what's the matter? Don't dude me. God, you could have at least said get well soon, Victoria. But no, you're an insolent fool.
Damn, I have never been called... You're an insolent fool!
That sounds like something that the Shredder would say in the Ninja Turtles
that
back in the day.
Like
yeah.
Woman's vocabulary.
No, it does.
You insolent fools!
Well, tired. Not she dines on turtle soup.
Right. That's why you're mad? Yes, that's why I'm mad. She's just some stranger. It's about more than that. I'm trying so hard to make you likable, to reintegrate you into society, and you always fuck it up. We were all shocked when the whole summer thing went down, but man, it's been years. Get over it.
I'll never get over it.
Like Sub-Zero, there's a meme with Scorpion sitting on the couch with Sub-Zero, and he's crying, and Scorpion says, "Get over her!"
There's two different, that's two different companies.
No, Sub-Zero and Scorpion are the same.
Oh, Sub-Zero?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's a Mortal Kombat meme. You've got both the ninjas on the couch and...
Dr. Freeze and...
And Scorpion's has his hand on Sub-Zero's shoulder and Sub-Zero is bawling into his hands and he says, "Get over her!" What do you think I've been trying to do all this time? Do you think I enjoy my state of mind? I dream of her almost every single fucking night. I hear her voice every night.
Well,
so please,
pretty nosy back there.
Stop being a cunt and worry about your own shit because he's making a scene. He's probably very loud. You are my shit. I care about you.
And I took you after eating at PS Chang's.
Idiot. Nami storms off.
Ugh. Here, you want some chocolate?
Thanks. She did offer him candy.
Well, I guess
she said, "Here, have a candy."
Here, I'll cheer you up.
Do you know what we're gonna eat today? Don't talk to me. Wow, he's already just like, okay, hey, you know what we're gonna eat? That's like
bearded clam.
What the? He keeps trying to move over, and she's can't do that.
She's definitely helping him his state of mind.
You totally fucked it up, sir. I might not show it, but I feel bad for Victoria. I pity her. She didn't deserve it. Funny, lots of things happen to people who don't deserve it. You're my BB. I'd do anything to get some closure, to find out what happened to you. Oh, I think we do find out what happens. Okay, yeah. And the only reason I know is because GOG, you know, this game is now on GOG, guys, by the way. That's the reason why we're playing this, because it just got on GOG this week. And it's on Steam, of course. But, I was kind of spoiled some things with some screenshots that they showed just as fucking previews for the game. Sometimes it does that. What are you thinking about? Thingies. All those places on Earth, you know, I'd really like to visit them someday. Eat all the weird food and swim with the dolphins. You can come with me if you want. Imagine all the things we could do. Like let exotic animals fight. You know it. Why do you always buy weird smiley erasers? They're sweet, look. Now they're kissing. Could be you and me. You and Summer gently rub your heads together. Can I have one? I don't have an eraser. Only if you give it back later. I promise. Good, I'll bless him first. Summer gives the eraser a kiss. And now, take good care of him. The toxicity of the question.
Wonder
what
when
could
he's gonna
have been?
It back.
It's no. Torture. And me being all alone doesn't help. I can't believe I'm saying this, but college might be the solution. I'll be forced to socialize. A few hours later. I need to get good with the Cheeto. I need her. What is she doing? I'm trying to see what game she's playing. Oh, she's watching somebody play a game.
Probably her.
Ass face. I'm afraid. What? College is gonna start in 3 weeks. I don't know if I can handle it. Dude, of course you can. I'll be there too. I've become so antisocial. I wouldn't say that. Well, you lost your filter. But I have seen you speak with people. You can still articulate and speak clearly. My comfort zone is raging. Fuck your comfort zone. We'll handle it. Naomi. Nami gently drags you back and wraps her legs around you. Do you know anything about the college? Except that we didn't even get the chance to look around for other colleges, no. But I checked some forms and it's a really good college. Even though most of them were complaining about not getting accepted.
Is it magic school?
No, God, that's Lust Academy. I have to think about classes. I don't even know what I'm gonna major in. That game's just finished season 3. Lust Academy. Oh yeah, they're working on 4 now. Probably people. Nami lets out a little laugh. They have a D1 basketball team. Just saying. I haven't played in forever. Talent doesn't vanish. You still got it. Did you get your uniform? No. I don't think there's one. There is. If it doesn't get here in time, I'll just get one when we're there. So I found this weird porn site. Dude, come on. No. It's traumatizing enough that I sometimes hear you moan. Can't be. I'm always extremely quiet. Noji should be home soon. I'm gonna go play some games until then. And? No matter what, you're not alone. We're always there for each other. Yeah. Three weeks later. I was waiting for the rooster to crow. Dude!
The front end doesn't look as good. Looks angry.
Ah! Fucking retard! What the fuck? College, get up, bitch! Fuck off! You want one of these? You little... Nami sprints away.
You don't want one of those?
Fucking Cheeto. A slight burst of anxiety shoots through your body.
I wonder if they're gonna explain why they call her Cheeto.
Red hair.
Oh, I was thinking because she burns the roof of your mouth if you eat too much.
No, what's the matter? Those are only the hot ones. What's the matter with you, cunt? Hey, don't call her names. This moron. Pew pew. I know, Grim. Nami woke up a little excited.
Well, they treat her like Gilbert Grape. Gilbert!
Did you get your uniform? No. You had to order it. There was no uniform. Yes, there was. Other students confirmed it. You look pale. How would you feel if some Cheeto on coke bursts into your room after sleeping for barely an hour? Yeah. It's gonna be alright. I'll go get a shower and get ready. Yo! You'll need to pay me to get through here. No! Yeah, you better run. Nami, did you drink coffee? Coffee, good idea. I don't think you need coffee, lady. Now it's perfect. You look beautiful.
Right.
Thanks. I'm so proud of you two.
So she has to have someone dress her that she can go to college?
College is just another way into the... I think her mother wanted to do that.
I think that's rule one, is be able to dress yourself.
I know, but I think her mother wanted to... College is just another way into the rat race, with additional steps in that your parents are proud of you. It can teach you valuable life skills and you'll always have something to fall back on. Cheeto, you're okay? My belly hurts. You're just nervous. So nervous, I need some rolls. It it's time. We'll take the E12 bus. I'll drive you. I want to witness your first steps into adulthood. Does this include other first times, too? Why do you say such things? They're definitely an Asian, you know.
She doesn't look Asian at all.
She's Asian.
I mean,
they're supposed to be Asian. And also, there's a filter on my computer that makes things a little more redder than they need to be. I have a, you guys won't see it that are watching this, but us here will see the red filter. I'm so nervous, I joke to calm myself down. I'm good.
Now their hair looks like it's fitting on their head right, and his look like they just slapped it together.
Depends on the dad's model. Let's go.
Huh, coffee shop.
Do you have any Kaiser rolls? Of course. I'll take 3. You really have problems. You really have problem, you know. I do? It's called an addiction. You can't go a day without these stupid rolls. They're my fuel, and they calm down my nerves. Besides, there are no classes today. They're going to welcome us first, but you might be in trouble. Why? You forgot to buy the official uniform. There was no uniform. Other students confirmed it. It looked different on the pictures. This is the new part of it. It's being renovated as far as I know. Say, where are the uniforms? This might be a freshman thingy. I don't see her wearing a uniform. She's probably not a freshman, duh. Sure. Fuck off. Enough. Don't cry. You two grew up so fast. I'm so proud of you both. Take care of Grimm. That's pretty much all I ever do. And keep an eye on Nami. That's pretty much all I ever do. Bullshit. Good luck, you two. I mean, they're not they're Asian, but they're not like Asian and Asian. They're Filipino. You know how they have that kind of Hispanic? Yeah, I think they do look Filipino.
Maybe some parts of it.
Because they have like a, you know, they're like Sea Mexicans. So they have like, that's the best way I've heard it described. So you have sort of a Latin, Latina, because I work with a, I work with a Filipino.
I know they have kind of Latin names.
I work with a Filipino.
I always wondered how that got.
It's an interesting story, but they are definitely part Hispanic and part Asian. But all right, I think we're going to go ahead and end it here. This is a really interesting little story. So, also, that guy looks familiar. I think we've seen him before. You're gonna say, hey, Grimm, isn't that the main character from Leap of Faith? Kinda. Kinda does look like the face of the main character from Leap of Faith. So, it's cool that we're kinda getting a nod to that. And that seems like a good place to leave this one off at. Because obviously all these devs are aware of each other's games they've played and they're even inspired by. This is a very good scene, you know, it's so much stuff going on, so many creators to support, and so many trying to get their games on Steam. So, if you like this game, you can pick it up on Steam or on GOG right now. I think it's on sale for about $14, I think it's like $20, but it's on sale for like $14, $15, like $14.99, something like that. It might not be on sale anymore, but it's got a lot to chew on, and people on Steam have really, really loved it. I haven't read too much on GOG because it's still kind of new there, but you can also support the game on Patreon and its further development. The second season will have sex scenes, so I know you guys are really interested in that. But it's going to take Ocean a long time to develop the second season. So, like, don't expect that shit to happen to like maybe 2026 or something. Like, it takes a while for these games, guys. But you do have this season to play, and it is a complete season, so it could take a while to play. People have sat through it and gone through the whole thing, and I think some really cool shit happens, because again, like I said, I was spoiled in some screenshots, and one person said that some of the screenshots look like they're from another game. So that might intrigue you guys to keep on reading. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord. I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more great AVN as usual. We got another one already cooking up for next week. So I know you're looking forward to that. At any rate, I am out of here.